4 again.
GPA, mobile.
For GBA, I believe it was. It's KO4HKX, Patrick on this end.
Yeah, I was just getting back on air after a few months off of it. Just wanted to say hey to somebody.
I'm new. I've been licensed since September of last year. So, I'll say welcome back.
Anytime when I got mine, I think. Last year. Yeah, it was last year. Yeah, I just been so busy and running around doing so much stuff the past few months at the house and work and everything else. And this only time I had time to relax was when I was in my truck. So I just turned it off and just whenever I'd ride, and I was just trying to relax then.
That sometimes you just need to turn everything off and relax for a little bit.
I started out with a little project first part of the year, just wanted to build a chicken coop, and that turned into some goats, and that turned into a whole new patio out in the backyard, and all kind of other stuff to go along with that, and just, I've been busy.
Project.
My pole put in, so I might wait till next year.
Down here, a lot of people have pools put in, but up where I'm at, you don't see very many of them at all. Right outside of Bavard, North Carolina.
It's wintertime up there, and I guess the terrain is a little more hilly up there, too.
So you got that, and I don't know, you got so much fresh water where you can get into streams and creeks. That tends to be where everybody goes instead of in the pool.
To.
Grew up doing all my life, and then now there's so many tourists up there, you can't hardly get near it. So, I don't know. I don't mess with it anymore at all.
Plenty of streams and creeks and stuff right here where I grew up. We played at all the creeks and stuff around here and wrestled with all the snakes and everything else, too, when we was kids.
No telling what we were going to drag home when we were out during the day.
I lived over in Fountain Inn out there, and I was probably about 13, I guess. I was running through the woods and went to go jump across the creek. It was real big, it was a real deep area. I mean, deep, you know, gully anyway. The creek was just shallow, but I landed on the other side and put my hand down on the bank, and about a foot away was a big copperhead coiled up and just looking at me. And so I kind of used my other hand around, felt around, found a big rock, and just brought it down on top of it and ran out of the way.
Yeah, that'll make you run for sure.
Good morning.
We got a good bit last night, but I hadn't seen any on the way down this morning. I'm down here in Traveler's Rest now. Just a few little sprinkles here and there.
Well, washed out here. It's there and rain, water everywhere.
Jimmy?
Down here in South Greenville, South Carolina, we down near Moonville, Piedmont area.
I've heard you check into the net a couple of times, haven't
you? On there. I used to try to get on there at least a couple times a week.
Heard you check in. I think I've actually spoke to you before, but I don't know. I can't remember call signs as well as I need to right now.
Remember your name pretty good. Yeah, I'm horrible with call signs. I can't remember them for nothing. I have to write it. If I don't write it down, like I said, I'm usually in my truck riding, so it's hard to write down then.
After that, I'm the same problem. To work this morning?
Yeah, I'm headed on down Highway 25 here to, that's where I work at, Belton, South Carolina, ABB company. Go through a little, I don't know if you ever heard of a little area down here called Possum Kingdom. I go through that area. That's where actually where I grew up.
Of it. I can't remember exactly where it's at right off the top of my head, but I have heard of it.
Down south of Elzer and Moonville and all that. Piedmont.
That I know the general area you're in. I stay up here mainly in the northern part of the county.
Yeah, get up there. I don't get up in North Carolina too much at all. We'll pass through there. Well, my son and his wife, they were living in Tennessee, well, above Nashville, over Fort Campbell, and we'd go up, we'd pass through, going up there to visit them. That's about as much as I get into North Carolina.
I won't say you're missing a whole lot, especially the past 2 years. With all the restrictions they've had, you couldn't do nothing.
Anywhere. Yeah, maybe now everything's trying to, maybe it's easing off a little bit. Me and my wife trying to plan a little vacation for our 25th anniversary next year. Maybe we'll go do something next year somewhere.
Celebrated our 25th anniversary, and we tried to go over to Pigeon Forge where we had our honeymoon, and you couldn't even do anything. You couldn't get into places to eat without a 3-hour wait. I mean, it was just, it ain't worth it.
It's been a fun past year or so. Hopefully, things get a little better. Just have to make the most of the best you can, just to kind of ignore everything else that's going on around you. Just live to yourself, you with your family.
I don't know if you can hear me or not, but you just lost everything. So I don't know if you can still hear me. I'll go ahead and say 73's KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, this road's got a bunch of holes in it where I'm on now. It's good. Talk to you. It's KO4 GPA, and I'll be clear.
Mobile.